welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to what is already episode number 85 of my Living by Experience podcast. Thank you for joining in today and listening. Today, I want to start with a question. I usually record these episodes on Fridays of the week, at the end of the week. It's one of the things I enjoy doing most before I wrap things up for the weekend. And the question I want to share with you today is like, what is the real value of the time that you spent this past week? What have you done that contributed massively to the goals that you're looking to achieve in your life, whether that's in your career, in your business, or in your personal life? Did what you do today get you closer to where you want to be tomorrow? Or even looking back in this week, did what you do this week get you closer to where you want to be tomorrow? A while back, I wrote an article for my blog, Living by Experience. The title of that article was, Why You Should Charge a Premium Price as a Creative Entrepreneur. And I believe that we're using money in our society to compensate for the lack of value. I'll read a little bit more about that from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness, in just a second. I want to share about the value of money and the role that it plays in our society and how it contributes or maybe not contributes to the goals that you're looking to achieve. Is the money you spend on a day-to-day basis, is the time you spend on a day-to-day basis in direct relation to the priority of the goals that you've set for yourself? In doing anything that I've created in my career, in my personal life, in my business life, I've always started with a goal in mind. I was always thinking about what was I going to accomplish next? What was I working towards? And I guess that makes spending any significant portion of time with me a bit of a tiring experience because I'm always looking for that next thing. I'm always looking to take the next step. And admit it, I get bored fairly easily. But still, start with the goal in mind. What are you going to do next? And I believe that you have the education, you'll get to your destination quicker. There's no need to reinvent the wheel and figure everything out on yourself. Especially in this day and age with social media, influencers are looking to be found. They want to hear from you. They want to connect with you. And that's the goal of my training institute, Liberty Training Academy. My vision is to inspire people to just fly, both literally through travel, as well as through achieving your most important life goals. Again, start with the goal in mind. What are you going to accomplish next? Maybe this weekend, spend some time thinking about that. And if there's anything at all I can do to support you on that journey, please don't hesitate to reach out. And before I read something from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness, I want to ask this question. What if we stopped exchanging money to compensate for a lack of value? If you're curious what I mean by that, continue listening because I'll read about it in the next chapter of this podcast. And I'll read from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
Often I'll read a little bit from my happiness book. My happiness book contains an entire chapter about money-related matters. And the book is available on Amazon. I don't really sell it personally. So just type my name, Wilco Vandekamp, into Amazon. It's available worldwide. You can get it through most book retailers as well, if you want to have a copy. Now I'm going to start reading on page 253 of my book. And the title of that chapter is The Real Value of Money, or Changing Our Broke Mindset. Because we don't buy products solely on the fact that the price is low enough. Even when I go to the dollar store or an outlet mall, I don't buy everything I see because the price is low. I buy the things that have value to me. Anything I buy simply because it's too cheap to leave it in the store, I end up regretting later since the real value wasn't there anyways. If you're trying to sell something, forget about the price tag initially. It doesn't matter what you're selling, whether it's your time at your next job interview or your annual review or selling your company's products and services. Instead of focusing on the dollars, ask yourself what the value is. What's the real value of your time spent at your company? Instead of negotiating an hourly rate, break that time barrier and look at the value you bring in terms of skills, expertise, and ultimately results. What can you accomplish in the amount of time you spent at your employer's company? Use results and experience to demonstrate and establish that value. Once anyone sees the value for him or her of what you're trying to sell, the dollar amount becomes irrelevant.
Now, of course, money has a central function in our society. We use it every day to pay for our coffee, our bills, and we might even give some away to that street performer who put a smile on our face. Of course, I'm fine with using money as a means to exchange goods and services and placing a value on things that matter to us. It's the way our society works. Money keeps everything rolling. We fear that without money, a lot of things would fall apart. But imagine just for a moment that tomorrow we would all stop using money. Everyone would give everything they had to offer away for free. You would go to work for free simply because you loved what you did. The reward would be solely in the feeling of satisfaction. And on the way home, you would pick up some food at the grocery store, all for free as well. You just take what you need, nothing more and nothing less. Now, we have trouble believing a model like that could work because money has such an important position in our society. Combine that with a collective broke mentality and the idea that there's not enough stuff to go around for everyone, and you have the perfect vicious economic circle. After all, if everything would be free, wouldn't we all bust the bank and grab whatever we could? I doubt it. We don't all want the same things. Taking anything more than you need goes to waste, as you would not be able to sell it either, because remember, money doesn't exist anymore. Now, I realize that my hypothetical model might be simplistic and flawed, but it does illustrate money is based on a belief that there's not enough. Our mentality is a poor mentality, one of lack, one of not enough. We should base our thinking on a wealth model, based on the ideal that there's more than enough to go around for everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.